Who is Baumbacher? Is there a Randolph Baumbacher? Baumbacher?
Your Honor, the paperwork that's in front of you is what was submitted to the court via certified mail on Monday the 18th. I can explain. My whole purpose today is really just to ask Your Honor.
Your Honor, this is my motion to you.
We have a court order.
No, but Your Honor, I think this is actually relatively quick.
Okay, your name maybe?
Jonathan Galler. I represent Karen Acker and David Acker, two of the co-personal representatives. This is Mark Acker of the estate, of Stanley Acker. And what we're here on is a petition to reopen the estate, which was administratively closed. We got a notice telling us it was administratively closed. I'm not sure why, but the estate has pending litigation in this court, a pending appeal in the fourth, and a pending tax proceeding, among other pending things. So, Your Honor, the administrative. So all we ask, Your Honor, is to reopen the estate. I've got an order showing Mark Acker to reopen the estate, reinstate letters of administration. And, Your Honor, you'll remember that there's Karen Acker, there's David Acker, there's Mark Acker. There's also Kurt Friedman, who's sitting right there, Your Honor. I don't know who the gentleman beside him is.
There were a lot of players.
Kurt Friedman, Your Honor, was a fiduciary appointed by Judge Colin by order of the court to serve as co-personal representative. So the proposed order I have, Your Honor, reopens the estate, reinstates letters of administration, and reconfirms the order that appointed Kurt Friedman as co-personal representative.
Why was it closed?
Your Honor, I'm not sure, but my guess is because 12 months had passed.
No activity?
I suppose there was no activity, although that doesn't sound right to me. There was a hearing here, for example, in July of 2014, where Mark Acker tried to remove Kurt Friedland, and Your Honor said no. So I'm not really sure what happened there administratively, but it's obviously not ready to be closed.
You are set.
Okay, Mark Acker. I'm a beneficiary of the estate, one of three, and the co-personal representative of the estate. Your Honor, you closed the estate.
Let me ask you something. You are who again? Mark Acker.
Mark Acker.
You're the
beneficiary, one of three beneficiaries of the estate of Stanley Acker. And that's what I'm here
with.
And a co-personal representative of the estate. And I can't represent myself, so I'm representing myself today as a beneficiary of the estate, because I did check with the Florida statute. And I file, and my question to you, Your Honor, today is that the hearing was, the estate was closed by Your Honor on March 18th. The information that the prosecutor firm submitted to Your Honor is filled with a lot of inaccurate information, and my biggest concern is the issue with Kirk Freeland. So we'll, so today, all I'm here to do is ask Your Honor that based on the magnitude of information that you will see in the motion that I filed, and I'll try to get into you, into the court, is I'm looking for an evidentiary hearing.
Is that
true?
Is there that big thing right there?
I'm not sure. That's the bound one? Yes, it must, I had one bound and sent to the court on Monday.
There's no motion to you today other than mine.
So what I'm asking is that we put off any decision on the reopening of the estate, because I do support the reopening of the estate, but I do not support it under the auspices of what the prosecutor firm is requesting. So I'm asking if we could postpone it until we have an evidentiary hearing to hear the case.
That's not the issue today. The issue is that it was fairly prematurely closed. I'll reopen it, and whether or not there's meritorious defenses and so forth, that could be raised.
Your Honor, but the reopening of the estate at this point is, and reappointing Mr. Freeland will be a serious problem for the estate.
No, I guess we'll just have to address that at the appropriate time.
Yeah,
so you're not willing for, to give move this to an evidentiary hearing?
For what? For what purpose?
For the fact of many issues that are resolved.
The only issue is, sir, it's administrative. If it was by error closed, it shouldn't have been because of the lapse of time. Part of the staff workers or something closed it because they didn't see the activity in the estate. I don't know why, but there are still pending matters in here. Therefore, it just needs to be reopened. It means we haven't decided anything on a substantive basis about any of the allegations or anything else. That will be for a subsequent hearing.
But it was closed by this court, and the reappointment of the court appointee is a severe problem for the estate. And I wish that the honor would accept my evidentiary request for a hearing, So I could address those issues with the court, because at this point, just rubber stamping the reopening of the estate based on administratively in error of the closure of the estate, I think will be a mistake and detrimental to the estate.
Do you know why it was closed?
Because Mr. Freeland and Karen and their attorneys probably didn't follow the proper administrative. I'm working on speculation because they do not communicate to me.
Okay, you're done here. All right, you don't work that way.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Hey, I'm Jonathan Gallen.
Hi.
Who are you?
Elliot Ivan Bernstein.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, I'm sure you know, right?
You can't do enough.
Yeah, no, I got it.